if every delegate is thinking properly, they're going to do the right thing by voting for these.
Delegate Linda Good-Phillips, chair of the Select Committee on Crimes Against Children, referred to the four bills backed by her committee during a press conference at the Capitol. Surrounded by her fellow committee members, made up of bipartisan female delegates and members of the West Virginia State Police, Phillips says the legislation they will introduce to the full legislature for consideration won't be a cakewalk to pass, but should get a lot of support.
I think these are more from the heart. Common sense. We want to protect the children.
Two of the four bills will add misdemeanor offenses to current state child abuse laws, which now only contain felony language. Situations where there is a substantial risk for bodily harm to a child would result in a misdemeanor charge, which Phillips says gives prosecutors the opportunity to prevent future harm to a child. The third proposed piece of legislation tweaks the language of current child pornography statute, making it clearer that those who access websites containing the material and not just downloading the images or videos have participated in the exploitation of children. The bill also adds additional felony charges for anyone who is viewing more than 500 images and for repeat offenders. The fourth bill would allow judges to bar the visitation rights to children who are conceived as a result of sexual assault. While the bills have small, if any, fiscal implications upon their passage, the committee is also advocating for two state programs that have some major dollar signs attached. The first calls for a new cadet class of 50 men and women to join the West Virginia State Police.
The state police have a special unit called Crimes Against Children and Internet Crimes Against Children. Both are understaffed and overburdened.
The committee is requesting, on behalf of the state police, a more than $5.5 million allocation of funds for a new cadet class. Phillips says by training additional troopers, some of the more experienced officers already in the field can move to the Crimes Against Children Division, which now has only 18 officers investigating these crimes across the state. The committee is also supporting additional funding for the Children's Advocacy Network, a group of statewide nonprofit centers that help children cope with child abuse and provide a safe, comfortable environment for them to speak to investigators. The centers currently serve 42 counties in West Virginia, but though their locations have expanded, their budget has stayed the same, meaning a smaller portion of state dollars are going to each center. Members are asking their fellow lawmakers to leave the group's budget at its current level, exempt from any cuts, while they look for additional funds to support the program. The network proposal says it needs an increase of $250,000. When paired, the two programs account for more than $6 million, which Delegate Barbara Fleischhauer says she knows will be hard to find in a tough budget year.
We know this is a difficult budget year, and we are asking for some. We have a large dollar sign on our Christmas wish list.
Yes, we do.
But we think that this issue is critical for our state.
Committee members say it is crucial the state provide the dollars to help protect those who can't protect themselves, West Virginia children. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.